Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here, or SM2N. It's February the 21st, 2012, or as I like to call it, 21022001. Now, I've got it wrong. 21022012. Anyway, this is my audio book, and it's February day 21. Now, today's February challenge is to, is what advice would you give yourself, a younger self? It's been interesting to listen to what other people have said about this subject. Obviously, you know, temptation would be to, you know, go and find out the lottery numbers and then tell those to your young self so they could buy a lottery ticket and win. Nope, not going to do that. Temptation would be to tell yourself, your younger self, no, don't bother trying to do this career or that career, and don't try to do this. And you know, focus your younger self on the career that you now have. No, I'm not going to do that either. Temptation would be to say, don't waste your time on girls called this or that. You know, go and find out as soon as you can. Go and find Yana, and I'm not going to insert her surname here or her maiden name. Go and find out Yana from. I'm not going to insert her town either. But no, I would not say, you know, hey, look, I only met Yana at the age of 26 and I wasted all those years with being alone or being with this girl or that girl. Don't waste your time with them. Go and find Yana as early as possible. I wouldn't do any of that. No, I would not even tell myself to keep a lookout for something called Audio Boo, which will appear in the future. And when that thing called Audio Boo appears, you shall have the idea of February and of which people will boo once a day on various subjects for the month of February. So in order that I could beat Tom Sawyer, no, whatever his name is, Mr. Sawyer, Sawyer GB, to that idea, I would not even do that. Now, I very much liked Paul Armani's answer to this. I like Paul Armani's answers on many things. And that was the one I would be tempted to, the one where you advise yourself not to be hung up about something or other, about your approach to life. You know, don't worry, but don't be paranoid. Everyone else is paranoid too. Everyone else is self-doubting and lacking in self-confidence, and no matter all those things that you could try to tell your teenage self or pre-teenage self to try to ease the burden that they had about themselves or the things that tortured them in their life. I like that answer, but I wouldn't do it, because it is a product of all those experiences, the good experiences and the bad experiences. It is a product of having been through previous relationships before I met my wife now, and being alone for periods of time before I met my wife now. It is the combination of all of those good and bad experiences. The false start in the wrong careers, or attempting to embark on a career path that is not the career path I'm now following, all of those things add up to make me who I am today. And if I were to give advice to my younger self and steer him away from something, or steer him in the direction of something else, then he would not reach the age of 40 and be the person that I am now. So I myself would. Did you hear me clap my click my fingers then. I would flit out of existence and I would be replaced by a different person. I would be replaced by a different person, and therefore the paradox would kick in, wouldn't it? So there we are. There's my answer, and I have to go now because the phone's ringing. So take care of yourselves, everyone, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Toodle-boo. Right, I'm back. Phone call over, but I really wanted to just finish off what I was trying to say. So the answer really is, what advice would I give to my younger self? The answer to that is nothing. I would not give any advice to my younger self, because I think that would just, it would do more harm than good. Moreover, and conversely, I think if I were to meet my younger self, I would have questions for him. I would talk to him and I would listen to him and I would learn from him, because I really do feel that I would have more to learn from him than he would have to learn from me.